Daily Letters of the Rebbe in volume 14. This is letter number 4954. Baruch Hashem, the 19th of Kislev, Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to Harav HaGoyen with the titles here, Morenu Chaim, Shneir Chaim, Sheyichye. This is Gutnik in Sydney, Australia. The Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha, peace and blessing. I'm responding to your letter dated the 2nd of Kislev, which I just received now, in which you write the details of the proposal for a rabbinic position in the city of Adelaide. So this is Adelaide. They offered him in the city of Adelaide, and they offered him a position, a rabbinic position, and he asked the Rebbe's opinion about it. And the Rebbe says, I will admit I see no room for any doubt and even a question in this matter. It is so obvious that you should try with all force to get that position, even though understood in a fitting way to accept the position, because they agreed to the conditions as it relates to fixing and improving the religious matters that were necessary. They agreed. Apparently they had an issue with the mechitza, or maybe they had other religious concerns. And the Rebbe said they agreed to your demand. I don't see any problem. And the Rebbe says it is almost sure that the reason why they agreed to approve the religious matters in the shul was because you're accepting the position. In other words, you helped them make that right decision to improve, to facilitate you, and that's why they're, and if you don't take the position, they're not going to make those corrections. And the Rebbe says, I also can tell from the letter that I received from them that it's one hinges on the other, that if you accept the position, then they're fixing those matters that are necessary for you in order to be able to serve there as their rabbi, especially the Rebbe said that even if their matters were, the other matters would have been already, everything would be settled as far as the buildings go. Similarly, I don't know, maybe it was building other things, if everything there, but the good part here is a position. This is a great part because it is very hopeful. It's very close, almost certain. I'm hopeful that you will be able to bring the community, people of your community, closer to our Father in Heaven, to Torah and Mitzvahs. This is your main function, and the inner and main function of every Jewish person is to bring his heart, himself, closer, and the hearts of the Jewish people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem. That's your main function. That's the main purpose. As the Mishnah says, I have been created, I was created to serve Hashem. And the Rebbe says there is known the saying of the earlier Hasidim, the Hasidim of the Alter Rebbe, whose festival, this was whose day of celebration, day of joy, which is Yutis Kislev, that the order in the Torah, what we find in mitzvahs in of itself, is a lesson. The mitzvahs that come first. What is the order of the mitzvah? The first mitzvah is written, be fruitful and multiply. So what does it mean? Which means that one Jew needs to make another Jew. Literally, physically, be fruitful and multiply, make other Jews. And here on a spiritual level, make other Jews. So the Rebbe says, no question, accept it. This is an opportunity for you to bring them all, the community people, closer to Yiddishkeit. Now, you write about the education of your children. Perhaps in the city over there, there was no Jewish education. Sydney, there was a different story. I mean, we lived or in other place, but now he has to go to this place in Adelaide. So that's what the Rebbe says. I'm sure this too, for sure, you can or settle this in. Because it is impossible that when we do a mitzvah of the creator of the world and the one who gave the Torah, that should diminish in a main area, in a main aspect, as education of the sons and daughters. And the Rebbe says, in my opinion, it is also not fitting to push it off till Pesach that you mentioned in your letter, because every day and day you have to do the work. And the Rebbe says, even though in a hasty way can sort of weaken the prestige, run for the job, maybe people will see, oh, he's running. So he says, so don't run. So the Rebbe said, you have to find a middle way. And the Rebbe says, in general speaking, if the community people are now standing in an arousal, they're awakened now, it's not proper to delay it into actuality. On the contrary, you got to utilize this. Who knows what's going to happen the next day? You know, they may have a change of mind or something. Who knows? Grab the opportunity. And the Rebbe says it's proper also, since they agreed to building a mikveh. So even if you're coming there, actually will be delayed for some time, start the building as soon, and your argument would be that this building takes several weeks and sometimes several months. So the Rebbe said, basically, get involved immediately. So even if you're not going to actually move there immediately, but the buildings and the mikvahs, what they agreed, started immediately. So with the thing that you need a mikvah there, so by the time you get there, by the time it's built, then you'll be already there. And the Rebbe says, I'm happy for the opportunity to answer your letter on this special privileged day. It's Yutas Kislev. Everything is by divine providence, especially based on the teaching of Hasidus. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe prays that the merit of this day should stand by you and to all of you and everything that you need. And also included in this to fulfill your mission, your true mission, with joy and success. So the Rebbe, you know, advises him, first of all, what kind of a question is to take the position? For sure, take the position. And the Rebbe says the taking of the position is the reason why they agreed to improve things in Yiddishkeit. The Rebbe says you'll be there, and that depends on that. And the Rebbe says you'll be there, you'll be able to bring them closer to Hashem, to the mitzvahs. And the Rebbe says the first mitzvah is Pru Revu, make another Jew. So that's, and don't worry about the children's education, which is something, a main issue. You will find a way, it'll be settled, because can't be when you're doing the mitzvah of Hashem, he's going to take away from the education of your children. But the Rebbe says, don't run, so not to make it sound like you're running for that, but the middle way, don't delay it till Pesach, but delay. And the Rebbe says, start with the building of the mikveh immediately, because that takes time. The Rebbe says, I'm happy to answer you on Yutas Kislev. The Rebbe blesses him with a happy, with a festival, a redemption, in regards to all of the Hasidim in your community. And your father, his adopted father, Rebbe says, Rav Agoam, Rav Chosid Shlita, that was Osher Abramson, was his stepfather. Yeah, so the Rebbe sends regards to him, and the Rebbe adds blessings for the Chag HaGeulah. The Rebbe adds in the Nun Beis, the booklet which was published recently, and the Rebbe said, for sure you will merit the contents many and the merit of the many hedges on you. So, see, the Rebbe pushed him to accept this position, and sooner than later, and start immediately being involved. The Rebbe says, you never know. You know, people may have a change of heart, and you know, maybe they'll change their mind. So, just go ahead and do it. Don't rush it to make it look like, you know, you're desperate, I guess, but do it sooner than later.